Together is fantastic. Those words are from Deuteronomy chapter 11. It's whole life discipleship from 3,000 years ago. Living out what the writer calls for a wholehearted commitment to God's word and his ways in every aspect of our lives. It's no coincidence that our Weekend Away was entitled Whole Life, Wholehearted. For God's ways for living life were seen in the Old Testament and still seen today as part and parcel of normal family life, where parents, children, grandparents, teachers, teenagers all talked about God's ways and God's word at home, on the road, on the way to school, to the football, to the shops, going to bed and getting up. For the Jews, these words were written on doorposts and gates. They were the places where people come and people go. And for God's ancient people, faith was infused in the whole of life and embraced by all generations. And it was adults that were responsible for taking the initiative to teach God's word and God's ways to your children. That was the injunction, that was the command in Deuteronomy and in many other parts of the scriptures, to teach them, to pass them on to your children. What better way could there be of loving your family than to learn how to live the life together? And the promise that God gave that would follow, you are to do this, said the word of God, so that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. In other words, whole life discipleship across all the ages is God's created context for human flourishing. Now, at the beginning of 2010, I know that God sowed in me a seed that grew as I prayed and reflected on what were his ways for children to flourish as young disciples of Jesus. And we had some great children's work, some youth ministry that was small but led by a committed team. We were trying to make the worship as accessible as we could for all ages. Yet the focus was very much on church stuff. as if the hour or so on a Sunday or midweek was the main feeding point that would inspire children for the rest of their week, so that they return the following Sunday needing some more feeding. And on we would go. Focus was all about that hour in church. I became much more aware of the work that LICC, the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity, was doing, and became engaged more fully in that vision for whole life discipleship, where children are living their lives, the whole of their lives, in relationship to God and His Word. And when I started to think, where do children live their lives? Well, it's mostly at home or at school. And this vision for a much broader focus of family and school began to really grow within, with the church finding creative ways of inspiring and equipping children to live life fruitfully on their front lines. And I had a meeting with Lucy Moy. Remember, she came to do many of our Chris Dingle services, now taking forward Messy Church all over the world. And she directed me to a website called Faith at Home, which is an American website. And as I saw that, and I really had that sense of epiphany, that sense of the light dawning, that children's work, youth work, need a focus on family, to be led by a person who could share this vision. And I remember how I prayerfully persuaded the PCC to go forward for a post, a specific post, that would be called a family worker. And the goal of that post was to better equip families within Christ Church community and on its fringes to live the Christian life and to grow to maturity in faith. The top priority of this role was to explore how the home can become the primary place of nurture in Christian spirituality. And the church and the school fed into that most significant of all soils where young lives grow. It really was God's vision for this place, and God called the person to do it. And we could not have a better person taking on this ministry than Anita. Underpinning all that we are about at Christ Church is the theology that every person matters to God. Every person of every age. You don't have to be a certain age to be a Christ follower. You don't have to be old enough to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to learn to live the life. And that's why you can be baptized at any age. With the Church of England in the past, one had to wait until one was confirmed to share in the family meal of Holy Communion. But as you know, things have been changing over the last few years, and most dioceses, including Bristol, are encouraging parishes to explore how young children, along with their families, can be supported by the church so that they have an awareness, not a great understanding, who can possibly understand what Holy Communion is about, but have an awareness and a reverence for the significance of what they are doing when they receive bread and wine and drink and eat it together. And the position of the Church of England is that a person who has been baptized is a full member of Christ's church and is therefore welcomed to share in Holy Communion. A person who's been baptized, that's the key thing. And therefore, if there are any children, as parents you will know, who are part of this church family, who are ready and want to receive the bread and wine but have not yet been baptized, I would really want to encourage you to consider the opportunity that we have on the 2nd of March here, when at our 10:30 service, many people from Christ Church, teenagers and adults, will be baptized by full immersion. And I want you to just pray and ask, is the Lord saying to us as a family, if you have young children and they're ready to be baptized and ready to take communion, then would you get in touch and see me or Paul, and we'll see what we can do by way of preparation for that time. What we want to do in Christ Church is reflect the truth that the Bible proclaims that Christ died for all people and invites all people of all ages to become disciples who make disciples. For Jesus said, "Come, follow me." He said that to the young fishermen on the shores of the Lake Galilee, to Peter and to Andrew. He said, "And I will make you, I will mold you, I will teach you, I will equip you to become fishers of men." Just men? Of course. Did he include women? Yes. What about teenagers? About children of any age? "I will show you," said Jesus, "how to become disciples who can make disciples of others. I will commission you," and he did. At the end of Matthew's gospel, we read of him commissioning his disciples to go and make disciples, new disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because baptism is the initiation into the Christian faith. And then teaching them how to obey all that I've commanded you. "And I promise you this," said Jesus, "I will be with you every moment of your lives as you work, rest, and play, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year." For Jesus Christ calls and commissions us to live his risen life in the world, wherever we are. Ultimately, it is Jesus who transforms lives, and we can rejoice that he is doing it here and now as we commit ourselves wholeheartedly to him, to his word and his ways. Let us pray that that work may continue and expand and flourish in the years ahead. Amen. As we turn to God now in worship,